today we're going to start the sugya of Yehargal Yaver, so we'll maybe go through the Gemara quickly and just frame the different issues that we're going to have to discuss within the sugya of Yehargal Yaver, and then we'll start hopefully going through those different issues at some point soon. So the sugya is Chafei Amar Aleph. Starts with Amar Rabbi Yaakov, last resign, Amar Rabbi Yaakov. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov says, name Rabbi Yochanan, Bakol Misrapin Chutz Mei Atzei Asherah. Person is allowed to get a refuah using anything except for Atzei Asherah. Where is this coming from? Why is the Gemara talking about this all of a sudden? So the previous sugya, you know, we're picking up in the middle over here, obviously. The previous sugya in the Gemara was about one who violates the Isra Na, that Abaye had a rule that one violates the Isra Na from Kilei Kerem even when you benefit shalom kederech hanah in an unconventional way. So the Gemara uses the source for Isra Hanah from Basa B'chalav to challenge that idea that Isra Hanah is even when you do something in an unconventional way. So once we're talking about being nene from different things, being nene from different Isurim, from Kilei Akerem and from Basa B'chalav and these things, so we happen to talk about using Avodah Zarah and getting Hanah from Avodah Zarah. But when we talk about using Avodah Zarah and getting Hanah from Avodah Zarah, we're going to talk about getting a refuah from Avodah Zarah, and that leads us into Yeharig Val Yaver, that if a person is going to die if they don't use the Avodah Zarah for refuah, so is that Yeharig Val Yaver. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but kol misrapin, you can get a refuah from anything, chutz mei atzei asherah, except for asherah wood. So, heichidami, what's the case exactly? If you're dangerously ill, then if you're dangerously ill, you should be able to violate any aveira in the Torah. If you're not dangerously ill, then you shouldn't be allowed to violate any aveira if you're not dangerously ill, if you're not going to die from the illness. So it says, you are dangerously ill, and you're still not allowed to use atzei asherah. Why not? We say in Shema every day, b'chol nafshcha and b'chol modecha. Once it says b'chol nafshcha, why does it have to say b'chol modecha v'im namer b'chol modecha l'mener b'chol nafshcha? And once it says b'chol modecha, why does it have to say b'chol nafshcha? El l'lam l'cha, this is to teach you, im yesh adam shagufo chaviv alav mimamono, if there's a person who values his health more than he values his money, so that's why it says b'chol nafshcha, to tell you that even the most valuable thing to you, your nefesh, your life, your very health, you have to give up for the sake of avas Hashem. So your choice is your life or avodah zara. The choice has to be you give up your life in order to avoid violating avodah zara. V'yesh adam shemanu chavalav migufo. But then there are other people who have who value their money more than they value their own life. So the kach ne'amar b'chol modecha. That's why it says b'chol modecha, to tell you that even that which is most valuable to you, your money, you have to give up in order to love Hashem, in order not to violate Avodah Zarah. So good, so from there we see that there is an Isser to get refuah from Atzei Asherah. So how many different discussions, how many different questions are we going to have just on this one little piece that we've seen so far? So let's make a list over here. Question number one I think we have to discuss, that the Rishonim are going to talk about, is when we say B'chol Misrapin Chutz Mei Atzei Asherah, you can get a refuah from anything except for Atzei Asherah. How does one violate the Avodah Zarah of Asherah? How would you imagine violating the Avodah Zarah? You bow to it, maybe you sacrifice something to it, I don't know. But how would you imagine getting refuah from Atzei Asherah? By using its leaves, its sap, its something, I don't know, I'll tell you, its fruit, I don't know, something like that. Rubbing it on your skin maybe making a pill out of it and swallowing it. But it's not by bowing to it, it's not by sacrificing to it. So why is it Yehareg Val Yaver? We just said, you can't get a refuah for even if you're dangerously ill from Atzei Asherah, because it's Yehareg Val Yaver to do Avodah Zarah. But when you're getting a refuah, you're not doing Avodah Zarah. You're just using its leaves, its sap, its something. Avodah Zarah would be to bow to it. So why is that Yehareg Val Yaver? So question number one we have to deal with is, why is using for refuah, I'm going to write it down so we don't forget to deal with all these things, why is using for refuah Yehareg Val Yaver? It doesn't seem to be Avodah Zarah at all to use it for refuah. Question number two, when we say that you're going to use Atzei Asherah for refuah, what kind of case is that talking about? Is that when the doctor prescribes Dafka Atzei Asherah? That all you can use is Atzei Asherah? No other tree will cure you of this terrible illness except for Atzei Asherah. Is that the case? Or is the case that the doctor says, look, you need to use something from a tree, sap from a tree. It doesn't really matter which tree. And the Gemara is telling us, even if an Asherah tree is the only one available, don't use an Asherah tree. Meaning, is it dafka in a case where Asherah is the only cure? Or is it even in a case where any tree could really be a cure, but you're not allowed to choose to use an Asherah tree, even when other trees can be a cure? Is it only when Asherah is the only cure? Dika sakana just means ika sakana, that you're dangerously ill. You're not allowed to use an Asherah. So the question is that talking about a case where Asherah is the only way to get better? Or is that talking about a case where any tree could be used, but you just don't have access to other trees, you have access to an Asherah tree? Meaning, is it any worse if an Asherah tree is the only refuah? Or is it maybe even better if an Asherah tree is the only refuah? Is there any svar to say that maybe it would be worse if the Asherah tree is the only refuah? And this really relates to the last question, because the issue is, what's going to be the big issue? What's the problem of using Atzei Asherah? It's not a Avodah Zarah, so what is it? So one possibility might be that it may not be Avodah Zarah, but when people see that you were dangerously ill, and look at that, you got a refuah from an Avodah Zarah tree, everyone's going to think that it's going to lead people to think that the Avodah Zarah has power. So even though you didn't actually do the Avera of Avodah Zarah, but people are going to think this Avodah Zarah is Kochos. Well, maybe people will only think that if the refuah can only come from an Asherah. But if the refuah can come from elsewhere, people won't think that the Avodah Zarah has any power. And so maybe that's something to consider over here. Another point that I think is important to consider over here is what kind of people are we talking about over here? B'chol nafshecha v'chol maladecha. Why does the Torah have to say both? Because some people value their nefesh more than they value their money, and some people value their money more than they value. Is that serious? Are there really people like that? People that value their money more than they value their lives? And the Torah has to atu b'rishi yaskinan. Well, we're talking about Rishayim over here. The Torah has to address such people. What does it mean? Value their money over their lives. How's that? That someone would say, kill me, I'd rather you die than take away my money. Well, guess what? Once you die, you're not going to have your money anyway, and you realize that. So what do you mean, you'd rather die than lose your money? It doesn't even make sense. What does it mean to value their money over their lives? What exactly is the drasha that we have over here, b'chol nafshecha v'chol maladecha? So that's another question that needs to be dealt with. Any others? Anything else you could think of off the top of your head that needs to be discussed over here? What do you mean types of sakana?
Like, how serious your sakana is that you may be able to use an Asherah
tree. What if it's a suffix sakana? What if it's okay? So maybe suffix issues of suffix sakana also. Okay, let's see Vayter in the Gemara, and we'll see more issues that come up. Now we expand the list. They can get refuah from anything except for not just Avodah Zarah, Gilurai Shvichas Dam also. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, how do I know that each of these three things are Yahari Valiyavah? So Avodah Zarah Hadyamr. We already said that we know Avodah Zarah is Yahari Valiyavah. It's Pasuk and Shema. Chol Nafshecha V'chol Maladecha. So you see, Avodah Zarah is Yehareg V'Aliyavah. What about Gilurai Shvichas Damim? So the Gemara says like this. Gilurai Shvichas Damim. How do I know that they're Yaharig Valiyavar Detanya? We have a Brisa that says as follows. Rebbe Omer, Pasuk says in the Torah, the Gemara is not making this up. The Pasuk says, Ki kasher yakum ishal rei rutsach unefesh kena dav razeh. Pasuk is talking about a Naram Rasa. Naram Rasa is a young girl who has erisin with a guy. So to sleep with that girl is a violation of Gilei Arayos. Right? She has erisin with another man. She's a married woman. Sleeping with that girl is a violation of Gilei Arayos. And the Torah says that if a man goes and rapes that girl, it's just like murder. What do you mean it's just like murder? Why is that just like murder? She's alive at the end. So why is that just like murder? What makes it like murder? But the Torah equates it to murder. So says the Braisa, what does murder have to do with Naram Rasa? Why would the Torah say that raping the Naram Rasa is the same as murder? What does one have to do with the other? So says the Gemara, it's a two-way street. That we learn something about Naram Rasa from Rotseach, and we learn something about Rotseach from Naram Rasa. When we say that it's just like murder, it implies that murder teaches us something about Nara Murasa. But in fact, let's first go in the other direction. What does Naram Rasa have to teach us about murder? Right? So what does Naram Rasa have to teach us about murder? As follows. Makash will say Naram Rasa. Ma Naram Rasa. Nita Latsila Benafsho. When Naram Rasa teaches us about murder is the following. The Torah says when it comes to Naram Rasa that if you see a man attacking a Naram Rasa, if a man attacks a Naram Rasa and no one is there to save her, she's not going to be punished for committing the Arayos. It takes two to do a sin of Arayos, and she was involved, obviously. She had the Bia also, but she was raped. So Lunara Losasadavra, we don't do anything to her because it's Anus Rachmanapatri. She was Nenas. She was Anus. She was raped. So we're not going to punish her. That's what the Torah says. So how does the Torah say it? If a man attacks a woman and no one is there to save her, then you're not going to punish her. What do you mean no one is there? Ve'in Moshia Allah is the lashon of the pasuk. What do you mean if no one is there to save her? And what if someone was there to save her? What would that someone have to do? He'd have to save her. How? How's he supposed to save her? If I see a man attacking a girl, how am I supposed to save the girl? So what would you recommend? So if you have a gun, that would be helpful. Shoot him. So however, by whatever means necessary. If you could shoot him in the foot and, you know, he'll hop away and whatever, and he's not gonna be able to get away with it, fine, so do that. If you can't, and the only way to get him is by shooting him in the head and killing him, fatally wounding him, good, so do that. Ve'in Moshia Allah teaches us the fact that the Torah sets up the case of the Naram Rasa as Ein Moshia Allah, that teaches us that Ha Yesh Moshia, that if someone were there to save her, then he has to be Moshia in the B'chol Mashiach, by whatever means necessary. So you see by Naram Rasa that if a man is about to commit this crime of Arayos, you can save her by killing him, or even the way some would phrase it, save him from doing this Avera by killing him. You're saving him from himself by killing him. So we learn from there to Rotzeach also, that if you see Reuven is about to kill Shimon, see Reuven is running after Shimon, so what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to save Shimon by killing Reuven. It's illogical. Because one would think, normally when it comes to, the Gemara is about to say a Svara soon, that normally when it comes to human life, we can't value one life over another. We don't know whose life is more important in the eyes of God. So we can't decide. Who am I to play God and decide whose life should be more valuable? So what do we normally do when it's one life against another? Shevi Altase, you do nothing. And you just let things happen. Because you can't decide whose life is more valuable. Well, here you have Reuven running after Shimon to kill him. So if I say do nothing, Shimon will die. If I take action, Reuven will die because I'm going to kill Reuven. So you would think, Shevi Alta said, do nothing. Who am I to decide that Shimon's life is more valuable than Reuven's life? But no, we learn from Naram Rasa, you can't sit and do nothing. That you're allowed to, and that you have to kill Reuven and stop him from killing Shimon. It's a chiddush, but that's what we learn from Naram Rasa. This is the concept called rodef. You see someone rodef achar chaveru lahargo, you have to kill him. When I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, one of the graduates of our yeshiva killed the prime minister, and they asked him, why did you do it? Why did you kill the prime minister of the state of Israel? And he said, because I learned the Gemara, and the Gemara says that if someone is rodef achar chaveru lahargo, then you have to kill him. And I believe the prime minister with his policies was going to kill Jews, that people were going to die because of his political policies. So I hold he's a rodef, and therefore I killed him. So because he decided to give a halachic explanation of why he did what he did, they brought in all the rebbeim that he ever had in the yeshiva, in the secret service, questioned them, and put them through all sorts of exercises to try to get whatever information they can get out of him. Now obviously, rodef shailas cannot be paskined after learning the Gemara on your own and deciding who you think is a rodef. It's something that you should probably give significant consideration to do. I remember when I was in yeshiva at the time, the mashkiach in the yeshiva said, he gave a musar shmuz, and he said, for years and years I've been giving musar about lo sirtzach, that it means don't embarrass someone publicly and don't do things that are akin to murder. He says, I never thought in yeshiva that I would actually have to tell boys don't kill. Don't go out and kill somebody. But it shook a lot of people up very badly. Okay, anyway, so but that's this halacha, right? The halacha that if someone's going to kill somebody, you're allowed to save him by killing him. So that's what we learn from Nara Murasa to murder. What do we learn about Nara Murasa from murder? So Nara Murasa mirotzeach. We learn something about Nara Murasa for murder as follows. Just like if someone holds a gun to your head and says, kill your friend or I will kill you, what do you have to do? You have to take the bullet. So too, if someone holds a gun to your head and says, commit gilui arayos or I will kill you, you have to take the bullet. So what do the Gemara say so far? How do I know avod zarah is yareg v'al yavar? It says in Shema, chol nafshecha. Good. How do I know nara murasa that gilui arayos is yareg v'al yavar? Because the pasuk says that gilui arayos is just like murder, and murder is yareg v'al yavar. What question does that beg then? How do I know that murder is yareg v'al yavar? I now covered how I know avod zarah is yareg v'al yavar. I now covered how I know gilui arayos is yareg v'al yavar. Shvich stam gufe minolan. How do I know murder is yareg v'al yavar? Says Gemara, svarahu. That's simple logic. Like the story of the guy that came to Rava, and he says, you know, the governor of my neighborhood, the mayor of my neighborhood, told me that if I don't kill so and so, that he's going to kill me. So what should I do, Rava? So Rava says, get killed. So you can imagine what kind of difficult psak that is to give a person. A person comes to ask a shayla, and you have to say, I'm sorry, you have to die. You have to die in this situation. So, and why? What's the svara? My chaz is the dama di dach sumaktvei, still ma dama du gavra sumaktvei. You don't know if your blood is red, or maybe his blood is red. You can't decide whose life is more valuable. So if it's your life versus his life, you have to be passive and lose your life rather than kill the other person.
Yeah, I'm just assuming this, but I'm assuming most cases wouldn't be like this, that you have time to go ask the shayla if you're going to...
Right.
If you could kill someone or you'd be killed. But normally a person wouldn't think to go, to kill themselves instead of going to kill the person.
Okay, right, but if you learn the halacha, then you know the halacha is that these are the big three, and that's why you have to give up your life. Now, what's the reason that you have to give up your life rather than murder somebody? What does the Gemara say? What would you call this reason? Is this a reason midaraisa, a reason midrabanan? Is this a pasuk Allah Moshe Misina, isvara? What is this? It's a daraisa, but what kind of daraisa? Is it a pasuk, a drasha, a svara, right? It's a svara. That my chaz dam dach sumaktvei dam dam du gavra sumaktvei is a svara. You don't know whose life is more valuable. So issue number, whatever number we're up to, number four we're going to have to deal with is what about when that svara doesn't apply? Would we still say murder is yareg v'al yavar when the svara doesn't apply? Can you think of a case when the svara doesn't apply? What?
The Gadar versus Russia Jew Abi Kares.
Okay. That might be a case. It's harder because then you start having to judge people. What about the following case? What about someone comes to a group of people and says, "Give us that guy to kill, we want that guy," and they identify a guy, and if not, we're going to, no, I'm sorry, you kill, we want you to kill that guy, your neighbor, and if you don't kill him, I'm going to kill you and him. So the svara, he's going to die anyway. So my chazan, what do you mean? Of course both of our lives are more valuable than just one of our lives. So if it's purely a svara, then the svara wouldn't apply in that case. So how far do we take this svara? That's question number four we're going to have to deal with. How far do we take this svara of my chazis?
How do you know, like, after that he won't turn around and just kill you anyway? I mean, like, it could be in the case of the other case also.
Right, in a chnami. Okay.
Well, also, in the other case, even if you don't kill the guy, he's just going to go to somebody else and say the same thing. Like,
okay.
Once this guy killed, he's gonna...
Maybe. Let's assume some perfect world. I mean, obviously, it's really not a perfect world, but some way where you could know. Let's assume you're for argument's sake. Yeah. Related to this will be, is this svara the only reason that murder is yareg v'al yavar? Why is it that vodazar is yareg v'al yavar? It's certainly not a svara that my chazis, there is no my chazis, avodazar. What's the reason that avodazar is yareg v'al yavar? What do we say in the Gemara? Why is Avodah Zarah Yehar Gal Yavar? So the Gemara said we learn from the Pasuk in Shema. B'chol Nafshecha, right? That you have to love Hashem B'chol Nafshecha, which means don't do Avodah Zarah Yehar Gal Yavar. Is that a Svara? Not a Svara, it's a Pasuk, right? Now, why? What is the explanation of that Pasuk? Why is it that God would rather me die than do Avodah Zarah? What do you think? What benefit is there of me dying? Why would God rather me die than do Avodah Zarah? So Pasha Pshat is that it's a simple risk reward kind of thing. Or Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what, you could live as an Oved Avodah Zarah, but then your life isn't worth living. Meaning, this Avera is so bad that it is better for you to die than to do this Avera. That's how bad this Avera is. That it's better for a person to be dead than to do this Avera. It's about the Chomer Ha'isr. It's about how severe an Avera this is. Good? That's why it's Yarek Valiyavar. What about by murder? Is it about the Chomer Avera, that murder is just such a terrible Avera that it's better to be dead than to be a murderer? So it doesn't sound that way. It doesn't sound from the Gemara that it's about the Chomer Avera. It sounds from the Gemara that what's it really about? A Svara. You just have to figure out who's, you know, what's more valuable. So if you can't figure out what's more valuable, you can do nothing. It's a value analysis. It's not about the Avera being such a serious Avera. It's just a matter of evaluating what's worse. What's the worst result? Not what's the worst mice, what's the worst result? That's all it is. Right, so we have on the two extremes. By Avodah Zarah, it's very clearly about the Chomer Avera. By murder, it's very clearly just about the result. What about by Gilui Arayos? Why is Gilui Arayos Yarek Valiyav? What's the explanation that Gilui Arayos is Yarek Valiyav? So on the one hand, there's no loss of life there in Gilui Arayos. So you would think it's got to be about the Chomer Avera. Now living a life where you do Gilui Arayos is just not worth living. That it's just such a severe Avera. The problem is, how do I know that Gilui Arayos is Yarek Valiyav? Where do we learn it from? What does the Pasuk say? Hekish to? Narim Rasa is Gilreis. To Rotzeach, to murder. But murder was a Svara. Murder was all about which life is more valuable than the other. So where does that leave Gilreis? Arayos? How do you apply that Svara to Gilreis? Arayos? Gilreis Arayos, that whole Svara doesn't make sense. There's no loss of life when you do the Aveda. So is it that we learn from there that it's Yarek Valiyavar, but the explanation of the Yarek Valiyavar is more similar to the Avodah Zarah explanation? So this is all part of that question of this Svara of my Chazis sets off a whole set of questions. What happens when the Svara doesn't apply? Is the Svara really all that's behind it, or maybe it's about the Chomer Aveira of murder? And how does that affect Gilui Arayos? Another question we're going to have to deal with. I'll write it down. Another question we have to deal with, I guess this would be number 5. So we have all these things that are Yarek Valiyavar. You have to give up your life rather than violate. What if you make the wrong call? What do I mean you make the wrong call? Someone holds a gun to your head and says, bow down to this Asherah or I will kill you. And you bow. You cave. So normally, some person's Oved Avodah Zarah. Person's Oved Avodah Zarah. What do you do to such a person? Oved Avodah Zarah? Kill him. You can kill this guy? Is he Chayv Misa now? He did Avodah Zarah. Let's assume, Eidim Asrah, the whole thing. He did Avodah Zarah. Is he Chayv Misa? He did Avodah Zarah and he wasn't allowed to. He should have gotten killed. So is he Chayv Misa? So Pashto should be, yes. We're going to find the Rambam says no. And we're going to have to figure out why not. Or let's say, you have the guy who's deathly ill. And he needs the medicine. The Asherah medicine. So the Allah is Bakol Misrapin Chutz Me'atzi Asherah. He's not allowed to use the Asherah medicine. But he can't help himself. He does. He uses the Asherah medicine. So, once he's used the Asherah medicine, are you going to kill him? Well, you can't kill him for using the Asherah medicine, obviously, because he didn't do Avodah Zarah. Malchus? Give him Malchus for violating some sort of law? Or do you say that he doesn't get Malchus? Because he did it Ba'ones. Another issue is that our Gemara identifies three Yaharig Val Yavos. Another issue we're going to have to deal with is, are there more? Are there more Yaharig Val Yavos than our Gemara told us about? How could you possibly say there are more? So there are two ways you can say there are more. One way you can say there are more is that this is one Maimra in the Gemara. Maybe there are Maimras in other Mesechtas that add to the list, that disagree with this and think that not chutz me avodah zarah gilui reish v'chzdam, but chutz me avodah zarah gilui reish v'chzdam ve, and there's more on the list. Another way there might be more is if there might be other averos that are somehow related to these three. But more svaras, okay, or somehow subcategories of these three, things that are akin to avodah zarah gilui reish v'chzdam. A seventh issue that we're going to deal with, that we should have to deal with, and this is one that Tosus deals with, is how do we view Gilui Arayos when it comes to the girl? Meaning we said for a guy, certainly he has to give up his life rather than violate Gilui Arayos. What about a girl? Since the girl's role in Gilui Arayos can be theoretically a passive role, she could just lie there. So does that mean that it's not going to be Yaharig Val Yavah? Is there such a din? Is there such a din that Yaharig Val Yavah is only if you have to actively violate the Avera, but passively violating the Avera is okay? Suddenly you don't have to get killed if you passively violate the Avera. What would be the svara for such a din? What would be the svara for such a din? See, when it comes to murder, I understand what the svara would be for such a din. A passively violating murder is better than is you don't have to give up your life for. But actively violating murder, you have to give up your life rather than actively violating murder. What would be the svara to set up a murder? Because what's the little svara that you have to give up your life for murder anyway? Is it you don't know whose life is more valuable, and therefore what do? If you don't know whose life is more valuable, you do nothing. So if doing nothing will mean killing the other person, still do nothing. Because your life might be more valuable. That makes a lot of sense by murder. By Avodah Zarah, it makes no sense. L'chora makes no sense. Let's say you could do Avodah Zarah passively, but guess what? You did the Avera of Avodah Zarah. And what do we say about Avodah Zarah? That it's such a bad Isser that your life's not worth living if you did such a bad Isser. So it's not worth giving up your life for Avodah Zarah. It's just such a horrible Isser. I mean, it's not worth doing Avodah Zarah. It's worth giving up your life. Because it's such a terrible Isser. So if that's the case, what difference does it make if you do it passively or actively? It's such a terrible, terrible Isser. And what about Gilui Arayos? Also, it seems to be that it's just such a terrible, terrible Isser. Yeah?
Because
it says you should love Hashem with your whole soul. It doesn't say that you should not kill somebody with your whole soul. Love your friend with you. If it said v'aftal reyach l'kamocha b'chol nafshecha, then it would mean, yeah, even if it means giving up your life to not do something bad to your friend. But to betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to do Avodah Zarah. We're assuming it means specifically the greatest betrayal of Hashem, which is Avodah Zarah. Other issues that may come up. For some reason I'm not thinking of now. Let me take a look in here. Other issues that may come up over here. We discussed, we already mentioned, we have to discuss what exactly, yeah?
You're not doing it. I see it's going on the fact that you have to serve God with all your soul. But if you're not doing the shema, I mean, you're just doing it for somebody's forcing you, it's not going b'chol nafshecha the other way either.
Ah, so, okay, so... something to consider is Avodah Zarah only when you believe in it? Is it a violation of Avodah Zarah only if you believe in it? So maybe we'll put that as number 8. Is it Avodah Zarah if you don't believe it? Another thing... One second. Number 9, I guess, that we'll have to discuss. What about the Derabbanans that relate to the big three? Meaning... even if other daraisas that relate to the big three are also Yahar Gval Yavar, what about the Rabbanans? Is it possible to have a Rabbanan that's Yahar Gval Yavar? We already had as one of our questions, can Yahar Gval Yavar be expanded beyond the three that the Gemara identifies? Is it possible that there's Nisa Rabbanan that would be Yahar Gval Yavar? Another question that we might come across in our dealings. What if for you, you're allowed to violate the Isser and not get killed, but by violating the Isser, it's going to be an indignity to somebody else? Should you then get killed? I guess that's connected to being Malbim Pnei Chaver Bram, so I guess we can leave that out. Ah, here's one of the most important ones I forgot to mention. Are you allowed to be Machmir? Right? I don't think we said that. Are you allowed to be Machmir? Let's say the Halacha is Yavar Val Yahari. Let's say it's not one of the big three, and you should violate the Avera. But you decide that you'd rather give up your life. Someone's holding onto your head and says, wear Shatnas or I'm going to kill you. Put on this suit or I'm going to kill you. And you know the suit is Shatnas. You decide, you know what? I'm not going to do Shatnas. Is that suicide? An Avera of suicide? Or is that Kiddush Hashem and you're a big tzaddik? You're going to wear the suit, you can get enough from it. Yeah, but it's still called you getting enough from it if it's actually protecting you from the elements, and it would still be a violation of getting enough from it. So that would be another one. Is a person allowed to be machmen themselves if they want to? Doing murder passively, we sort of mentioned already. Okay. All right, we'll leave it at those 10 questions. It should give us enough to deal with. Right? So what I would encourage you to do tomorrow, if you haven't yet seen the Tosas, go through the Tosas carefully, then the Ran. There are some long Rans, but beautiful Rans, Daf Heyam and Beis and Vavam and Aleph, the Daf Erev. Start working through those Rans, and then I'll hopefully leave you a list of some more Makaras that we should go through.